And there's been talk of a generation battle in the wake of the EU referendum. Opinion poll findings indicate that support for a Brexit was much stronger among older people, and that has led to anger among some younger voters. But now Malachy O'Doherty has come to the defence of the oldies. Now, Malachy, I have to say, I didn't actually write that, but I'm not sure if that's putting you in the same category.
Yeah, I was born in 1951, so I'm an old age pensioner now. I have a state pension. So, yeah, I'm in that category, you know.
You've written an article in the Belfast Telegraph having a go at this. Malachy, what do you think? Before you say that, I'm going to bring in our other guests. I don't want to leave them there. They might think I'm being rude. Commentator Emma Wolfe and journalist Frances Beckett on the line as well. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning to you.
Malachy, tear away.
Well, what I'm saying essentially is that, first of all, this particular generation, the generation that I belong to, so the baby boomers, as we're called, the post-war generation, the ones, I mean, at the end of the war and the end of rationing, the hopes increasing again and families being restored after the war, then you got this sudden boom in babies. And that boom, if you like, is like a wave that you can trace down through the decades since, and you can say what were they doing in the 60s? They were the teenagers of the 60s. They were the people who bought the Beatles singles. You know, they were part of the cultural upsurge at that time. They were part of the student protest movement in the 60s. So you know, they were quite a radical generation.
But, Malachy, what would you say to someone that maybe described them as one of the most privileged generations in not that recent history?
Well, there was. I wouldn't say privileged. I would say certainly there was economic growth.
Economic growth. No. For most of them, they didn't have to go to war.
No, they didn't. Well, most of them didn't have to go to war. Look at the pensions. And I get a state pension of £123 a week.
You could say this is it's quite general, but we're saying if you're born roughly between 1946 and 64. So, would you agree that you, to an extent, you've had it a lot easier than, say, people that are younger now? A lot of people in that age bracket maybe would have paid off their mortgage by now.
Yeah.
Whereas you have people that have been through the property crash of a few years ago and are maybe paying huge mortgages now. That's probably not really going to apply to the baby boomers.
Well, it probably doesn't. But I mean, what was that generational experience like? I mean, it included the Thatcher days. It included the three-day week of the 70s. It included, if you're talking about Northern Ireland, it included the worst of the Troubles and the Ulster Workers' Council strike and so on. But look at the UK experience generally. I mean, it included the miners' strike. It included the collapse of the economy in the 70s. So it was an experience which was, if you like, a maturing experience. It was a coalface experience. It wasn't an easy ride all the way through. Certainly if you are in your 60s now and you have your mortgage cleared, then certainly you're in a better position. But you're also faced with the need to earn other money apart from your pension, which is much harder.
That's going to affect people like
against older people in employment.
Yeah, but that's going to affect people like myself as well. Where when I get to that age, I probably won't be a state pension. Last question for you until I move on to our other guests for now. Why would you say that these sort of so called kids of the 60s are then voting for Brexit?
I don't know why they are. I think certainly. I mean, you're not saying that this is a homogenous generation where everybody has the same points of view.
No.
So obviously there are people who were honed through the Thatcher years to a more right wing perspective.
Of course, but and we're looking at this from the angle of this opinion poll, which has suggested that the support for Brexit was much stronger among older people.
Well, I would accept that if that's the opinion poll findings, I would accept that that is. But what I've been reading is blogs from young people saying that the votes of older people shouldn't count as much because the votes of older people, if you're 65, then you're only going to live another 20 years. So why would you be fussed about the shape of the country? Somebody who's in their 20s is going to be living for another 60 years should have more concern about that. That's what's appalled me. You know, I'm not saying that everybody over the age of 65 is reasonable, liberal, moderate, and sensible. I mean, there are stupid people in every generation. but one of the stupidest things I heard in the whole political discussion was this idea that the vote of an older person has less value or should have less value.
Well, Frances Beckett, you've written a book on the baby boom generation. Are younger people right to be a bit miffed at the older people that voted for the Brexit?
I'm afraid they are. You see, all what you said about, I am also a member of the baby boomer generation, but I find it much harder than you do to forgive my generation, because we grew up not only... I mean, all the things that, that were difficult things, but most of us didn't go to war. The economic times were good, but most importantly, the crucial thing that we grew up with was what became known as the Attlee Settlement, the period when what used to be called the cradle to the grave, where when you fell on hard times, you were looked after. The fear, or a lot of the fear, was taken out of life. Now, that fear is gradually being put back into life. Our children are not going to have the same relatively fear-free youth that we have. Napoleon once said that you can, if you want to understand somebody, you must look at what the world was like when they were 20. Well, when I was 20, the world was a wonderful place to be young in. There was work, there was a thriving economy, and there was the Attlee Settlement if everything went wrong for you. There was education for all. There was a properly functioning national health service for when you were ill because of the great civilizing principle that nobody should be allowed to suffer or die from a treatable illness.
There would be suggestion that there is frustration and annoyance from the younger generation towards the older generation, because the way that some see it is that they help push the UK out of the EU. Yeah. And this is a bit of an economic gamble, and therefore they're gambling with the lives of their grandchildren. Not to be morbid, because when things really kick in, say in the next 20 years, they might not be here. So it's not really their lives they're making a decision on, but the younger people.
Not wishing to be morbid, as you say, but I don't have the same expectation of life as a 20-year-old.
That's right.
And I would go further than that. I think leaving is the final assault. It wasn't intended this way. Nobody planned it, but it's the final assault of the baby boomer generation on the living standard.
No. Wait a minute. Be careful how you talk about the youth language. I agree with you. The leaving was a stupid mistake. I mean, I believe that it was.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't mean to imply that anybody thought, right, I'm really going to mess up the lives of my
children. I do think you've said some.
Nobody thought it through that way.
Well, let's bring in Emma at this point. Emma, what do you reckon?
Well, for starters, I'm in the middle here, actually. I've got lots of A-level students who are teenagers who are flinging accusations of, you know, absolute betrayal, racism, xenophobia, all of that around. But I'm also a lot younger than Malachy and Francis, so I'm Generation X. And I wouldn't for a second condone the abuse, the insults from sort of coming from some young people towards older people. And I don't think it's fair at all to say that your vote isn't worth anything, or that because you're closer to dying, you shouldn't have a vote. But I think it's worth understanding where this kind of wave of fury is coming from. The fact is that there's a misunderstanding that the baby boomers were given everything, that they had free education, plentiful jobs, cheap housing, all of that. And I think young people feel that they're struggling for everything. And the problem is it's a kind of this intergenerational resentment which is building up, which I think is really dangerous. I think it's really, really problematic. And actually, the louder sort of voices of the younger generation are coming from universities, from young journalists, from metropolitan areas where people are completely used to kind of multiculturalism. They don't see a problem with that, whereas the older voices often do feel that their communities are being disrupted or whatever. So it's a real problem, but I don't think that we should sort of foster this warfare between the young and the old.
Again, Malachy?
Absolutely no.
Emma's right, and I'm really happy to hear what she's saying, because I mean there's a kind of a presumption as well that older people lose all concern for the young. I mean, which is nonsense, because another story that we're hearing is that older people are now being encouraged to raid their pension pots to provide housing deposits for their children and their grandchildren, and that is happening. So the idea that the older people are just this kind of cynical, detached conservative people who've cut themselves off. Let me just make another point as well while I'm here, because the older, the current generation, the generation of which I am a part, brought feminism to Europe, for instance. It brought women's rights and equality. It brought the anti-nuclear campaign. It brought a huge number of radical developments, as well as some of the best music.
Well, that's debatable. Yeah, that's probably true, but debatable. I want to bring Francis back in here as well. Francis, what kind of world do you think are the baby boomers leaving for their grandkids?
I think they're leaving, and I agree with both of you. Of course, there is no sort of plot among the old to make life hard for the young. That's not how it is. Nor do I think and I certainly never said that the old shouldn't have a vote. If somebody tried to take my vote away, I would be absolutely furious. You would then see me in the street.
I guess the question is what you're basing your decision on. If you're going to do it on what you feel is right for you as a baby boomer, or what you feel is right for the next generation, maybe your children, your grandkids.
Can I just?
I think that's right. I think the difficulty is that what we've done. If you look at the housing market in any of our great cities, and in particular London, we are told that the result of exit from the common market is that they're going to go up at the top end, and that prices are going to increase. Now, we're already in the situation where the young, unlike us when we were young, are completely unable to buy a home, and are at them, and all the restrictions, all the rent regulations that we had when we were young, if we had to rent a home, have been taken away, so that they're at the mercy of all the most rapacious landlords. Now, all that has gone, all that we had when we were young has gone, and now we have taken a decision which will have the effect of letting an uncontrolled property market go even higher.
Okay.
So that the result is that those of us who already own our houses will get richer, but those of us, mostly the young, who have to buy them, will find it, or rent them, will find it much harder.
Much more expensive.
So I think what we've done, and we didn't, I don't think our generation intended to do it. I don't think it was a plot, but I think that what we've done.
I want to just bring in some calls.
Harder for them.
Let's go to Jim. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think?
Well, first of all, I watched the BBC programme the other evening with David Dimbleby, and a young teenager said that leaving was the fault of the old age pensioners, and the only age pensioners that had their life, so they shouldn't have a vote. Now, I was disgusted at that. Very, very disgusted. But let's get a few facts right. I'm 74 years of age. I voted in the first referendum. And we were told it was only to help cross-border goods. There was nothing else mentioned. Now we have a different situation about an immigration and everything else. But when I was born, my mother didn't get welfare benefit for the first child, for a start. When I went to buy my house, I had to have two jobs. Now, you may say, well, the houses were cheaper, but we were paying from 14 to 17% buying a house. Now, the young people of today should be very, very thankful, because they get everything they want. In my day, the government didn't say, we'll give you £6,000 tax-free to help buy your home. But I was really disgusted. And you know something? A lot of foreign countries who look after their elderly will be sitting saying, what type of a nation is Great Britain? It's absolutely disgusting. And one other point, we're talking about the need money for the National Health Service. Now, the UK has paid off the debt that they owed to the USA for the wartime loan that they got. Now, if you ask a lot of teenagers would know nothing about that.
Yeah, well, that's maybe a discussion for another day. Jim, thank you. We've had more calls on this, so we'll come back to this after the news at 10 o'clock. This morning, just before the news there, we were talking about the generation battle in the wake of the EU referendum. So an opinion poll suggesting that support for Brexit was much stronger among older people, and therefore younger people are a bit miffed at their grandparents. Lee is on the line. Good morning to you, Lee.
Good morning, Vinny. How are you doing?
Not too badly. What do you think?
First of all, we need to begin to acknowledge that ageism is wrong. It doesn't matter what age you are, you should not be discriminated against because of age. And there have been some comments highlighted by young people like myself who have things that are rather insulting to old people, and that is wrong. And
yes.
I need to clear that up at the start.
What age are you, Lee?
I just graduated from university there. I'm currently working in office myself for Alistair MacDonald.
Are you in your early 20s then?
I'm early 20s.
And do you mind me asking how you voted?
Yes, I voted to remain.
Right. So are you miffed in any way at the older generation who, and once again, we're not saying they all did, of course, but who opinion polls would suggest a lot did vote to leave?
At first when it came out, I was annoyed. However, as I thought about it more, I realised a lot of my generation didn't actually turn up to vote. Only a third of us actually did. Now, that's a problem in itself. And I think that's because a lot of young people feel disillusioned with politics, feel that they aren't being represented. And in particular, it comes back to the fact that economic conditions have been getting worse for young people like myself. In 1991, 35% of 16 to 24-year-olds owned a house. Today, that number's down to 8%.
Well, see, that's, I guess, what some of the this opinion poll is suggesting, that things are so different now for younger people than they were when the baby boomers were young. So things like education, NHS, jobs for life, early retirement, final salary pensions, student grants. You know, you got money given to you to go to university, whereas now it's a complete opposite. Most people have to get a huge loan, which they're paying off way into their, maybe even towards their retirement. They're paying it off for years. So I guess they're suggesting that that is where some of the frustration has come from, that, you know, if baby boomers had it easy, that they're making a decision that will affect more the younger generation than themselves.
Exactly, exactly. And to make things worse, you have 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds who can't even vote on their future at all. And I do think the vote should be extended to them. But another interesting point is that for every pensioner living in the UK in poverty, there are two young people living in the UK in poverty as well.
Okay.
And that's not to downplay pensioner poverty, which is a serious issue. But
I do. Can you hear me? I mean, I do think, Lee, you've identified the problem, and part of the problem is that the young people will not vote. I talk to young people, and they seem to regard politics as just a matter of taste. You know, they don't vote in the way that they don't listen to, I don't know, ELO or whoever. You know, it's you're involved in politics, and that's a good thing. Political activism was much more rife within my generation. When we were in our 20s, we were on the streets protesting, and we were concerned about things. In the 30s, we were protesting against Thatcher, in our 30s, in the 1980s. And now, you know, what we need is huge expenditure on housing, you know, to increase the housing stock for young people and bring the price of housing down.
Emma, I want to bring Emma in here. Just leaving the EU vote aside, what kind of way do you think that the baby boomer generation are leaving the world as we know it for the younger generation? That's not talking about the EU vote for a while.
Is that a question for me?
That was for Emma, sorry.
It is. I mean, my parents, who live in the middle of London, bought their house for about £5,000, £10,000 in the 70s. It's unimaginable. I mean, I'm lucky I did get on the house, but it's unimaginable now. It's just such a massive problem. We know. I can see where there is building up. But I really, just quickly to go back to the EU, I feel so strongly about this sort of laziness, about people not voting. And Maliki's absolutely right. This is a matter of taste. So my A-level students got as far, so I would urge them to register, and then they got as far as the national insurance page, and they couldn't find the national insurance number. So they didn't bother. I'm sorry, but you cannot hit out and insult other people if you do not exercise your democratic rights.
So fair point. Francis, last word to you. What do you think?
Well, I agree entirely with the point. Very interesting point that your last caller made, which was that not enough young people voted and only a third of them voted. I feel, though, that there is another reason for that which hasn't yet been mentioned, and that is that there is a growing cynicism about politics, a growing feeling that it doesn't make any difference, it doesn't matter who you vote for. And that has been created by the increasing triangulation of politics and the way that the two major parties have been moving closer and closer together. And while that's going on, then we're bound to be in the situation where young people are going to feel that it doesn't matter how they vote because exactly the same things are going to happen anyway. That's why that's happening, I think. And that's what I think the older generation has a duty to try to reverse, to try to ensure that there is some sort of choice in politics.